This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
On News World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to News World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're going to talk about drones, Iran, how well we fund a lot of, or frankly, communists and us fund a lot of the garbage we see. I have another great example of that. Birth rates, emails, voicemails, all that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, my email inbox has been full of questions about, Jesse, what about these drones? What about these drones? I touched on it briefly last night. For those who are not completely aware of what's going on, in New Jersey, it's not a one-off. People are talking about large, last quote I saw was car-sized drones. People are looking up at them. Where are they coming from? Jeff Van Drew, he's a congressman from New Jersey, has been out in front talking about this.
You've given us some pretty dire information just here, and I want to make sure that our viewers are digesting this. Iran has the capability to pull up along our eastern seaboard and launch drones the size of an SUV into the skies of several states, particularly New Jersey, where we know the incoming president has a large home. Also in the same county or nearby where some of these drones in New Jersey have been seen. That capability exists. It's possible some of those drones are here. So I have two questions. How are they fueling them? They have to land somewhere. Drones don't fly forever. Why don't they close down the airspace? Yes, it's inconvenient. Yes, it's the holidays. Shut it down. But if you start shooting things and you don't know how they're fueled, that's going to be mass explosions. This isn't like one spy balloon. Congressman, this is serious.
We've got to bring them down, and we've got to find a way to bring them down. I don't know exactly where they're landing. Obviously, I have some information. And again, This isn't just Jeff Van Drew. Oh, let's get on Harris Faulkner's show and say something outrageous. I'm telling you the straight deal from very high positioned individuals who are telling me this.
Jeff Van Drew does not have a reputation for being, you know, he's not Nancy Mace just chasing a headline all the time. He doesn't have that reputation. He goes on.
Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off. I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. Now, you know, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government, right, because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country, doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. The sources I have are good. They can't reveal who they are because they are speaking to me in confidentiality. These drones should be shot down.
Okay. Again, this guy does not have a reputation as some kind of bomb-throwing lunatic. I'm not going to say just how much they keep referring to mothership, how much that makes me want to listen to Led Zeppelin. That's another story entirely. But mothership this, mothership that, mothership drones, Iran, okay? It wasn't unique to just Jeff Van Drew on top of the civilians who've been taking these pictures, taking these videos. We got this dude, Chris Smith. He's a rep from New Jersey.
So last night I was on the beach in Island State Park in Ocean County with the sheriff. He has been working it every single night. He's got his own tethered drones chronicling. One of his officers two nights ago saw 50 drones come in off the ocean right there. So we thought maybe they'll replicate it. They didn't, but we thought it was a possibility. Last night we had a number of other people there, including a commanding officer from the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water, followed right behind them.
Okay, now we have another rep who's on the record. We have civilians on the record. We have allegedly a Coast Guard commander saying the boat was followed by 12 to 30. This is starting to get more serious than an internet rumor, is it not? This is starting to gain legitimacy. But even still, I was hesitant, not hesitant to acknowledge their existence. Very clearly they're there. Very clearly they're there. What I was hesitant was to assign nefarious things to it. You just never know. As I mentioned last night briefly, everyone and their brother is getting into drones. Everyone. Countries. The militaries themselves. Corporations. You name it, people are getting into drones. The idea you can have an unmanned flying object to either observe things for you and or deliver things for you, maybe deadly things, maybe it's an Amazon package. It's obviously going to be something we are going to deal with, you and I, as we move forward here. Okay, so they're there. They're coming in. People are saying Iran. They got a congressman saying I have sources that we should shoot them down. Okay. I wasn't sure we had a problem until I saw the DOD today, the Defense Department, came out and said, we don't have a problem.
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
See, remember that talk we had? We've had it many, many times before about trust, institutional trust, credibility of institutions. This is going to come back to that, and we're going to keep coming back to this probably until the day they take me off the air. I warned, and I know you probably warned as well, over and over and over again, these communists, they took over all the institutions, including the Pentagon, and they thought the institutional trust that institution had would last forever, no matter what they did. And so the animals did what they do, and they used the institution for their own purposes, reward their friends, punish their enemies. Let's have a grand old time. Let's use the FBI for this. We'll use the CDC for that. We'll use the Pentagon for this. This is so much fun. I love having these institutions. And I warned and you warned that trust is running out. And once it's gone, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to ever get back. Yeah, you're having a grand time with that institution now, but it's not going to be what you want it to be for very much longer if you keep acting like an animal with it. And they couldn't help themselves. Communists never can. Communists can never control themselves. That's why you have to be so stern with them. They only understand fear and pain. They couldn't control themselves. It was too much power. It was too much fun. Now, I'm almost positive we have a problem on our hands, because the DOD is denying we have a problem on our hands. Now, maybe you're asking yourself why the FBI came out today and said we don't know, why the DOD came out today and said they don't know. So allow me to clue you in, because it's only one of two possibilities. Only one of two. The only way the FBI and DOD don't know what's out there is either A, they have been so watered down and broken down by DEI garbage that it's full of the biggest bunch of morons you've ever seen in your life, and they don't know how to do anything because they've been too busy promoting each other for their skin color and if they're gay enough. That's A. B is they do know. And the answer is not something they want you to hear. Now, that begs the question, what would that be? Well, if it was Iran and they were flying what they call it SUV-sized drones over mainland the United States of America, well, that's a major, major, major problem. That's probably an act of war. It is. So that's an issue. Also, the drones are here for a purpose. That's an issue. What if it's China? That's an issue. What if it's Russia? Could be. We're killing Russians with our missiles. That's an issue. What if it's us? Remember, these people have been working for years diligently to turn the military against you, to turn the FBI against you, to turn the CIA against you, NSA against you. There's a reason these people aren't telling us what the drones are. And it's only one of two things. Either they're so dumb they don't know, or they do know, and the answer is not something you would want to hear at all. I am officially watching it. I don't know what to believe. You should know that I'm going to be burning up my phone tonight with my own contacts, trying to bring you more information on this tomorrow. What do we know? Should we be worried? Should we not be worried? But let's move on. Let's do some emails, and then we'll talk about immigration and other things before we get there. Let's talk about what I know. What I know is hard assets, they last. Oh, I know you saw the horrible economic news, inflation rising, everyone. Remember how many people predicted they were going to cause an economic collapse if Trump won, just to lay it in his lap? I don't know. I don't know if they'll do it or if they can do it, but I think we all know that globally, no matter what Trump does, we got problems. Hard assets will last through them. It'll last through the next 10 presidents. Buy real estate. Start putting your money into things that are tangible, that things you can touch and feel, things that last. Oh, Jesse, I don't know how to do that. I'm just a normal guy. Done For You Real Estate is for normal guy, for normal girl. You want long-lasting tax-free income over time? Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. They handle everything for you. They practically spoon-feed the thing. They even handle the closing, the rental process. They do it all. doneforyoujesse.com. Let's do some emails. Next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where you can, or Thursday, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow, just because I'm all screwed up on the dates. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some emails. Jesse, you asked where the riots are, and they won't happen till 25. That'd be bad against the system if they happened while Joe and Kamala were still there. This is where I think the riots are going to come. I think they are battening down the hatches right now. I think the system is planning on an all-out, full-court press against mass deportation. Tom Homan's out there talking about how it's coming. Donald Trump appears to not be backing off. Mass deportation, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. What I believe, Chris, write this one down. What I believe is the next time you see mass protests in the streets, I'm talking multi-city protests, it will be in the wake of some sort of an incident with an illegal being deported. Because there's going to be an incident. You can't go send that many law enforcement people out, possibly military personnel. They're talking about that. It doesn't matter who does the arresting. If you are going to go into foreign places, hostile places, and gather people up to send them back to a place they don't want to go, something bad is going to happen. It is inevitable. Someone is going to get hurt. Someone is going to get killed. And the system is going to wait. It's going to hold its cards close to the chest or the vest, depending on where you're from. It's going to hold its cards close to the chest until an opportunity arises. And then the money is going to fall from the sky into these organizations to ensure you think there's some sort of organic mass opposition to mass deportation. The billionaires, the billionaire commies who fund all the street animal activity you see are going to wait until opportunity knocks. And opportunity will knock inevitably because mass deportation is uncomfortable. It has to be done, but it is uncomfortable. Here's one for you. Ex-CCP officials funneled millions to U.S. universities and nonprofits. Now, this was to promote green energy. This is from Free Beacon. Millions of dollars from communist Chinese people. Why? To fund green activism? That doesn't make any sense. Well, of course, it makes total sense. All this green energy push, it not only weakens America, it enriches China. It pulls money out of your wallet, sends it overseas to the Chinese, so the politicians get rich, the solar panel companies get rich, China gets rich. You, of course, and your country get poorer. Well, this is funded, organized, and funded by the Chinese Communist Party. Everything you see, all that street animal activity is organized and funded. And the only reason you haven't seen more of it to this date is because they haven't chosen to rally the people yet. They will give it time. That's what's going to do it, though. They're going to wait for a mass deportation incident, and then they're going to descend because a critical part of the globalist communist plan to destroy the West is the mass importation of barbarians from all over the world, and they are not going to back off of that plan just because Donald Trump won an election. Hey, Jesse, other radio talk show hosts are talking about all the females in love with the CEO shooter. Using this airtime for this is stupid, it's irresponsible, so on and so forth. Don't they know this is a distraction? Well, look, we talked about this in the beginning. Communists love violence. Again, communists and violence are married. It's not even what the communist does. It's who he is. It's woven into him. He's a revolutionary who doesn't care about human life, so violence is naturally going to come from somebody like that. And when it comes to the shooter, all of us are guilty of this. There's, what is that old saying in advertising? Sex sells. It's a little crude, but it is true, right? I saw an ad this morning. I was on this gun website, and I was browsing through some guns. And you know how websites have these little ads within the website itself? There was an ad, and it turned out to be an ad for body armor, plates that you put in your flak jacket, if you will. Body armor, just armor, plates. But as you're scrolling down through, the first thing you see, it's not an armor plate. It's not a flak jacket. They had some smoking hot dime sitting there. I mean, she wasn't, you know, dressed up inappropriately in a bikini or something like that. But they have some dime sitting there in a tank top. What's it do? It doesn't matter if you're a monk. You pause for a moment. You're all, wait a minute, what's that? Oh, it's body armor. It works, okay? It works. Yes, that shooter, he's getting a bit more love than even they normally would because women find him attractive. And I'm not criticizing women. Like I just said about me, dudes are the exact same way. It's not an accident. Look, if you go to anything, if you want to sell, find attractive people. Life is easier for attractive people. And there is no privilege in the world. All the talk about white privilege, this or that. There's no privilege in the world like hot girl privilege. None. You see somebody and they're on a fancy yacht, they're one of two things. They're a rich dude or a hot chick. Those are the only two people to get on rich, fancy yachts. Period. All right. We'll get back to some immigration. I want to do a couple more emails, but first we have to celebrate something. It's a good day. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a proud American citizen. I'm celebrating America's 250th birthday on my podcast, Newt's World, with 15 special episodes. And I've got some great guests. Walter Isaacson, Jonathan Turley, Brett Baer.
I will be working because it's a big, big day. I'll be in Washington and have all kinds of coverage through the day of America 250.
Rachel Campos Duffy.
There's nothing like American music. We're the home of rock and roll. We're the home of rap. We're the home of pop music.
Eric Metaxas. Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
The story of the national anthem and the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Join me and let's celebrate America's 250. Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, something great happened, not exactly a shock. We already talked about it extensively, but this was Fox News earlier.
A Fox News alert to start us off here, and really no surprise, but FBI Director Christopher Wray has announced that he is going to be ending his tenure as the FBI director earlier than the end of his 10-year term, which, again, is not surprising, as Donald Trump has said he wants Kash Patel to head up the FBI in the new administration.
Okay. Christopher Wray spoke earlier today. I'm not going to play you that evil piece of trash. I'm not going to play the speech in its entirety. I'll give him 1 minute and 1 minute only. And do keep in mind, just remember this as you listen to this person speak. He convened the counterterrorism division and sent them after angry school board parents. This is not rumor. We know this now. In fact, we've spoken with a former special agent who was on that detail. Friend of the show, brave human being, Steve Friend, was working on child pornography cases, and Christopher Wray pulled him off of those to go jot down the license plate number of school board moms who didn't want Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to wear a mask anymore. Christopher Wray did that. Mark Houck is a wonderful human being, pro-life, brought his son with him to do pro-life activity. Nothing illegal. Some crazed tranny freak tried to accost him and his son. Mark Houck defended his son. Local police pressed no charges. There was no crime there. But Christopher Wray sent FBI agents to Mark Houck's home with his wife and several children, and they stuck guns in their faces. Mark Houck, oh yeah, good point, Chris. Thanks for bringing that up. Mark Houck and his attorney, aware that the FBI might be angry with him, had already contacted them and told them he would turn himself in. The FBI said, no, don't bother, hung up the phone, pulled out the long guns, and went and aimed them at Mark Houck's face. Christopher Wray did that. Christopher Wray waited till Donald Trump was out of town, and he sent his little check of agents into Donald Trump's home to rifle through his wife's panty drawer. Christopher Wray did that. Christopher Wray should spend the rest of his life in prison. This was Christopher Wray today.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down. My goal is to keep the focus on our mission, on the indispensable work each of you is doing every single day. And in my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work. Now, it should go without saying, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyways. This is not easy for me. I love this place. I love our mission, and I love our people. But my focus is and always has been on us and on doing what's right for the FBI.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Sorry, I couldn't help but throw that in at the end. I don't have anything else to say that I haven't said a bunch on this show. People in government, people in power, whatever your society is, they should receive the most severe punishments of any people in that society. Because the abuse of government power, when you have a position of power and you abuse it, it tears apart the entire society. The most severe punishments should be for people in the FBI, should be for directors of the FBI, politicians, EPA, IRS, CIA, NSA, all these different people who are completely exempt from the law in this country. They should all be facing the most severe consequences for what they've done with the power they've been given. Christopher Wray took over the federal law enforcement arm of the United States of America. Thousands, 35,000, give or take, FBI agents, way too large. An agency that has the power to destroy your life. Anyone's life, really. They'll plant things on you. Shoot, ask that fat old man in Utah with a cane. They'll just kick in your door in the middle of the night and gun you down like a dog and then hide the body cam footage. End your life, ruin your life. To take over an organization like that should come with the highest requirements for how you conduct yourself as the head of that organization. Instead, Christopher Wray presided over an FBI that hid Hunter Biden's laptop after it had been turned into them because they thought it might hurt Joe Biden's career. And then when they thought the laptop was coming out, they ran to Facebook and told him to censor it because it was Russian disinformation. Christopher Wray resigning today should be walking into his attorney's office to prepare for a trial that will put him in prison for the rest of his life if he's convicted. Christopher Wray should be arrested, put on trial, and if convicted, a public trial. The public is owed that. American civilians are owed that. No more secrecy, no more hiding. A public trial that puts Christopher Wray in prison the rest of his life. That is the very beginning of justice. Let's go ask all the January 6th political prisoners, Jeremy Brown, Joe Biggs, more people than I could ever name on this show. Maybe the ones who killed themselves already. You know, there's lots of those too. Let's talk to the ones who the FBI framed them for kidnapping and attempting to assassinate the governor of Michigan. Let's talk to them about Christopher Wray sailing off into the sunset to go enjoy himself. Resignation is not justice. And let us hope, I don't have any hope that he'll be arrested and sent to prison. I guess there's a chance that could happen, but let us hope incoming FBI Director Kash Patel will open up the books so the American people can see just how deeply evil this organization has become. An organization, I say, cannot possibly be salvaged. And every time I say that, I have FBI guys text me and tell me, Jesse, you are 100% correct. I have never once had pushback from a current or former FBI agent when I say the Bureau is so evil and powerful, it has to be eliminated to save the country. Not one time have I had an FBI guy say, a little too far, maybe we can just reform it. I've never had one of those. It's universal agreement from people who've been inside the walls. Bye-bye, Christopher Wray. I hope justice finds you one day. I have no doubt that it will. I hope justice finds you one day. Jesse, why don't they shoot these drones under the sky? I don't understand. Is this administration really this incompetent? Well, there's incompetence. There's also, you know, complicity. Do remember that we all remember Joe Biden floating, allowing the Chinese spy balloon to float clear across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast, doing figure eights above our military bases. And they allowed it to get clear to the Atlantic before they shot it down. But how many members of the Biden family have criminal activity in China? The whole family's been aimed towards China. What are the Chinese? What do you think the Chinese know about Hunter Biden? What exactly do you think Hunter Biden does in his free time when he checks into Shanghai hotels? What do you think the Chinese know about Hunter Biden? You think Joe Biden had complete freedom to just do whatever he wanted? No. There's a reason you blackmail people. There's a reason they don't shoot down drones. Plus, they're probably ours anyway. Anyway, you should go save some money on GovX. That's what you should do. I don't know if there's a better time than the Christmas season. We're all looking around shopping right now. What do I get that? It makes Christmas shopping easy. If you are a current former military, current former first responder, or current or former educator, or a family member, remember, family members qualify, your membership is free. What I'm explaining to you doesn't cost you anything. It saves you a fortune. If you are one of those things and you don't sign up, you are a nut job. It's nothing but free money. GovX.com. Use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $15 off your first order, but it's over 1,000 retailers of more products and things, more than I could ever list for you. You want to go on vacation? Do it from there. You want to buy a knife? Do it from there. Whatever you're looking for, new pair of shades, do it from there. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. Go get your membership. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a wonderful Wednesday. Christopher Wray is gone. Life is good. The commies are crazy, but that's really a constant state for us. And do not forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, where you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, let's remember that Jill Biden and Kamala Harris hate each other, and Jill Biden 100% voted for Donald Trump.
So I hope that you all feel that sense of, you know, peace and light, and that just for a moment when you leave here today that you feel, I don't know, a sense of joy. Because I think we all need like this, you know, we all need to feel joy now.
Yeah, a sense of joy. She does seem super joyful, doesn't she? The American people also seem super joyful. It's wild how there's been no post-election tail off with the enthusiasm for Donald Trump. And I would say a lot of this is because he didn't win an election and do what they all do. In fact, what he did last time, win an election and then start to play everything safe. Make sure you have safe appointments and safe this and start. No. There's been none of that whatsoever. Trump won, and it's just been reformer after reformer after reformer that's been up. And the American people, man, do they seem all about it.
A majority of Americans, 54%, say they expect him to do a good job as president. And we asked specifically, do you have confidence in all of these areas about how Trump will perform and his ability to handle it? And once again, as we saw throughout the campaign, the economy is issue number one of his strength. 65%, two-thirds of Americans in this poll say they have some or a lot of confidence in Trump's ability to manage and handle the economy as president. And you see Russia, Ukraine follow there, then immigration. And his leadership skills, his what he intends to use his power for, whether that'll be responsibly not, a bit lower. But again, all of this is majority support. So that is where things stand right now.
It's good. Life is good. Things are good. Now, before we get to immigration, which I will get to here in a few, I want to do, well, let's do a couple voicemails, shall we?
Yeah, Jesse, Dayton Hetty from Red Bowling Springs, Tennessee. I just want to say that I believe Tom Homan is the great fit for Trump's administration to handle this deportation thing. But listen, I'm afraid he may be... I hope he uses his head and not go into places where he's not welcome. It's going to take a long, long time to get all these illegals out of here. So he needs to start in the places that welcome them. And there's hundreds of thousands of places across America that he can start without going into San Diego, Boston, and Chicago, and New York. He needs to start in the middle and work his way outward.
I don't, that's not a stupid voicemail at all. I don't know that I disagree, but I will say I disagree as far as this goes. You should go for the low hanging fruit. What's that old Sun Tzu saying? Do not attack what is hard, attack what is soft, you know, attack what is easy. So, you know, for Tennessee's a great example. Tom Homan, gather up the troops, march into Tennessee. You're going to find a lot more welcoming environment there to dump the illegals. I understand what you're saying. But there's also this aspect to it. If I'm going to push back against that at all, and again, it's sharp. I give you that. It's sharp. I'm going to give you this. You cannot, absolutely cannot allow the communists to think they can create safe havens for illegal immigrants in this country. And right now, that is their intention. We've seen Illinois Governor Pritzker come out and say publicly, if you want these illegals, you're going to have to go through me, as if anyone could go around him. You've seen Gavin Newsom in California talk about how they're going to Trump-proof things. We've seen states all over, Massachusetts, you're seeing a lot of these commies come out and say, no, I want all these illegals to stay. No, the illegals have to stay. You can't avoid that confrontation because it sends a bad message to the other communists, one and two. If we have to make it political, which is not political, it's about saving a country. It's about saving a society. But if we have to make it political, let's just say, let's make it Chicago. Brandon Johnson's running his stupid fat mouth. Mayor of Chicago, he's always running his fat mouth about something stupid. Commie this and commie that. He's getting screamed at by people. Black people in Chicago are furious because where do you think they put the illegals? They put them in the black neighborhoods. What happens if Donald Trump, Tom Homan, send the troops into Chicago and clean out the illegals? You won't get them all, but what happens if they do? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. The black neighborhood, things are going to be more affordable. There are going to be better jobs. The classroom sizes will be reduced drastically. Healthcare will improve dramatically, dramatically when you stop serving these illegals all the time. What if the people of Chicago, who vote reliably Democrat every single time. In fact, the black neighborhoods are the ones who gave Brandon Johnson the mayor's seat. What if they watch Tom Holman and the troops come in, clear out the illegals, and their lives get better like that? Now, are they all going to turn into card-carrying Republicans waving MAGA flags? Of course they're not. But are you going to, if you start doing that, are you going to severely weaken Democrat holds? You bet you are. Remember, there's never been a better way to politic than making people's lives better. And there's never been a worse way to politic than making people's lives worse. In the end, it's really what ultimately doomed the Democrats. They made everything more expensive. They brought in the illegals, destroyed so much with the illegals, and what they didn't destroy with them, they destroyed with the spending, and life got worse. And people went out and voted as if their life had gotten worse. What if you sent in these people and cleaned out the illegals in a blue area, and it started to become yours? Think about that. Now, also think about getting some relief factor for yourself. Christmas is 3 weeks away. That's not true. It's less than that, but I thought it would help for the purposes of me reading the ad. But it's 2 weeks away, and with Relief Factor, they sell three-week quick start kits. 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. You take it every day, and what it does is it helps your body fight the pain that's holding you back. Are you already dreading having to get down on 1E and put that bike together on Christmas morning? Or Hanukkah mornings, Chris? I know there's a bunch of them. Go get some Relief Factor in your life and watch your pain disappear. Watch it dissipate, if I have to use a college word. How about that? Relief Factor can change your life. Over a million people have already done it. Just try it. 3 weeks. It's $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Do you want a hilarious, hilarious little tidbit about an immigration advocate you may have heard from? Oh, I've got one for you. Next.
On Neutral World Podcast, we're celebrating America's 250th birthday, and I ask my guests how they're spending their 4th of July. Brett Baer.
I will be working. I'll be in Washington because it's a big, big day.
Jared Isaacman.
I plan to be flying in an F-5 fighter jet painted in Freedom 250 colors along with four other fighter jets flying over the nation's capital.
Listen to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.